You're listening to Kennet Radio and Saturday Chatterday, our regular program where we talk with people doing great things in our community. Recently, I travelled down to Ashford Hill on the border of Berkshire and Hampshire and visited the Ship Inn Art Centre. I had a wonderful morning with the main organisers of the Art Centre, which is a charitable organisation which focuses on arts, entertainment, music, crafts and well-being in what is a former pub and hotel. It's a marvellous building, an old building. We'll find out more about that later, but it really is delightful, and it's got a wonderful grand or baby grand piano in it, which is used now for examinations by the London College of Music. When I met the members of the committee, I started talking to Georgie and asked her to just help us understand the location of Ship Inn Arts and some of the history of the building.
We're between Newbury and Basingstoke. We are on the Hampshire and Berkshire border. We are in the middle of a site for special scientific interest and the water meadows. So we have beautiful area around us. And we are an old-fashioned building, Georgian Victorian, and we've now changed to becoming this centre of arts, crafts, well-being and music.
The building, has it been a pub since it was built in Georgian days?
I don't know, I wasn't there. But as far as I know, it was at the turn of the last century. I believe it was called the Hall. I don't know why it's called the Ship. They do suggest it was because it floods. Not that it does that now. The river has been changed, so the direction doesn't come to us anymore. So I don't know, but it wouldn't function as a pub. It functions as a hotel. And now this amazing craft and music well-being. And we have a fantastic committee that we've put on the most amazing things. And one of the things we are starting to do is to put on well-being groups, because there is a tremendous need to help people to be able to cope with life. And we've been asked if we would be willing to do that. So we're going to start putting on groups in the daytime so people can come. We're not charging for it. Obviously, we would be grateful of donations, but anybody can come. We have a list of topics from anxiety, coping with grief and sadness, managing anger, all that kind of thing. So those are on a Friday morning once a month, and they last from 11 till 2, and people bring their own lunch. And we've also started developing a professional course, which is for therapists and clinicians who need to have continued professional development certificates. And they're on Saturdays once a month. And again, you can book in on Eventbrite, and they are run by a team of accredited psychotherapists and practitioners. I am a psychological therapist and also do vibrational medicine and have a doctorate in that.
That's Georgie from Ship Inn Arts in Ashford Hill, who I spoke to when I visited the wonderful centre. After speaking with Georgie, I talked to Vanessa and asked her how the Art Centre started.
Well, it was really by accident. I met up with Georgie for a piano lesson because I teach her piano. And I was just discussing the possibility of looking for an area for the London College examinations. So I was going to be starting to look in halls and, you know, anywhere where I could with a piano, so that we could have a London College Centre. And in the midst of the conversation, Georgie just said, "Why not here?" And I sort of went dead and didn't really understand what she meant, but she said, "Yes, you can use the pub area. We're no longer running as a pub. Yes, we just have bed and breakfast here now. We need to use the area. And my face just dropped. I just thought, my goodness me, that's amazing. That's an amazing opportunity. So I went home thinking about it. And then I came back the next time. I said, Georgie, can I try your piano, please, in the pub? Because Georgie has lots of pianos. Can I try your piano? And it was a bit honky-tonk for a London College exam centre. So I said, well, Georgie, what we'll have to do if we do use this area, we will have to find a piano. Don't worry, I will try and find one on, you know, eBay, or I'll try and find something through Ben Wheeler, our lovely piano tuner, and I will try and do my very best to find one. The next week I came, Georgie said, I would like to get us a piano for this centre, for this music and arts and well-being and craft centre. I want to get a piano for this centre. So it just went on from there. So we've done two sessions of London College examinations now, and we've held so many events since March of 2021. We've held a lot of events here, and now we've got a lovely committee. So Georgie and I then increased with Hazel. Hazel then joined us next, who's very well known in the area. And then my lovely friends, Alice and Jane, came along to just find out what it was all about. They disappeared for a little bit. And then they came back into the room and said, Vanessa, we've got a proposal to make to you. We would like to join your team. So there we have it. So yes, there are five of us actually in the committee. Got another man called John Whitfield, who is also part of our committee.
That's Vanessa from the Shipping Arts Committee talking to me about the work of the wonderful Arts Centre in Ashford Hill. And next I spoke with Jane about the crafts side of Shipping Arts.
We are now involved in doing a little more than music and well-being, which is a big part of what we do, but we're also looking at doing events during the day. So we have things like crocheting, knitting, cane work, macrame, quilting, jewellery making, basketry, all sorts of things that people can get involved in during the day. And again, you can book tickets through Eventbrite, which is our main way of getting tickets. We try to be as eclectic as we can, a good word, and try and involve as many different age ranges, demographics, and all sorts of people from all over the area as we can. It's important that we try and involve as many different people, it's something that we hope will take off over 2023.
That was Jane from Shipping Arts talking with me when I visited their centre down in Ashford Hill. Next, I spoke with Hazel and asked her how she got involved with Shipping Arts.
I was asked to join soon after it began last year. We started in March, and I think I joined in April. And it's been an amazing 8 months with different events taking place on the third Saturday of each month. We've had such a variety of performers, ranging from Tudor musicians to a harpist who came to entertain us with a brilliant afternoon tea, which everybody loved. And another example, in November, we welcomed the Kingsley Players, who did a Cluedo evening, which was sold out for three evenings, which was brilliant. Each event's been so well supported, and many of our audience now book on a regular basis. We are non-profit making. Each event pays for the next event with donations for refreshments, which we have at every event. And we already have performers booked for 2024, believe it or not. We're always looking for new ideas to keep the project fresh and alive, which is really important. So if there's anyone out there who thinks they or anyone they know might be interested in joining, you know, we'd love them to get in touch via the website.
Can you tell us the website?
The website is shippingarts.org. or email us at Shipping Arts, or phone Georgie at the Shipping on 01189 814 504. But as well as these Saturday events, we have an open mic on the first Friday of each month, which is run by John, who Vanessa told you about earlier, and we hope these evenings will encourage a variety of people to come along and just try out what they can do and enjoy themselves. Instead of open mic in December, last December, we had a talent show, which we should repeat again next year, but we're going to make it non-competitive. So it's going to be literally a show, not a competition, on the first Friday in December next year. Yeah, so that's us.
And how many people do you normally get for your open mic, and what sort of things are they doing?
The open mic varies. Sometimes we get a regular group who come, who are almost like a shanty group, and folk, and sometimes we get individual people, but we'd welcome anything from poetry, piano, theatre, musical theatre, anybody who's got any kind of talent, really.
That's Hazel from Shipping Arts, who I spoke to recently when I visited that wonderful arts centre down in Ashford Hill. And next I spoke to Alison and asked her about the next steps for the Shipping Arts charity.
The next step for us is to start looking at some new ideas. We were very excited and delighted to be given charity status, which we have worked really hard for, from March right through to December, which was great. And we've now managed to get our charity status for 2023 onwards, which is fantastic. Now that means that we can actually now opt for and apply for some small grants, which will be able to help finance little things that we do. We have a lot of ideas regarding helping people with well-being, and particularly people who have struggled over the pandemic and so on, and that's where Georgie comes in, but we would really love to make more of that, but also to enjoy it. I'm actually a self-employed flute and piano teacher, and I love to bring the children in and the adults in and just enjoy the music and performing and everything that we do here. It's a lovely venue, and we're very privileged to have it here for us all. But yeah, we've got some new ideas, and we also managed to talk about hiring a defibrillator on site for any emergencies during any event, and we've managed to source a wheelchair as well, so if there is anybody that comes who doesn't feel well and needs to go out quickly of the area, then that's fine, we can do that.
That's Alison from Shipping Arts. And Alison's very good, as are all the committee members, at playing musical instruments. Alison plays the piano beautifully. And she gave us a demonstration on the baby grand piano in Shipping Arts, which is the version of The Sound of Music, which you're hearing behind my talking. As I say, I had a wonderful morning with Shipping Arts and the committee members. They are a very worthwhile charity, and they're doing fantastic work down there, so please do get involved and attend one of their many events or activities. And before I went and left the Shipping Arts Centre committee, they very kindly sang a little song.
That's brilliant.